This is Dot Cannon with today's Over Coffee 2018 CES Blend, where we're taking a look at some of the innovations coming our way in the future.
With this sensor technology, you can analyze components of food. You can detect the quantity of, let's say, sugar, carbs, protein, fat, whatever you're interested in.
Robert Langer is the chief sales officer at early-stage tech startup Sonorix, based in Dresden, Germany. And on Monday, Sonorix won first place in the European and American Pitch Fest as CES 2018 started off its Euro Tech Week. Robert, tell me about this incredible technology that you just promoted today that won first place in the Pitch Fest.
Sure. So it's a sensor technology, and with this sensor technology, you can analyze components of food. So basically the building blocks of food. You can detect the quantity of, let's say, sugar, carbs, protein, fat, whatever you're interested in, alcohol content. And we aim to bring this to the mass market. We have developed a novel proprietary sensor for this, and we are trying to miniaturize this and make it available in the next couple of years to every one of you.
How awesome. Is there a brand name yet or a website where people can look for this?
There is no brand name for the whole sensor. We are simply early stage startup. Yes, there is a website. It's called www.sonorix.com. Yeah.
How did you first come up with this technology?
Well, everyone out there who owns a Samsung phone or the new iPhone 10 already has kind of this technology in their phones already. We are an institute of the University of Technology in Dresden, Germany, and we deal with pretty much organic technology, not to be confused with something you can eat. That basically just means, as opposed to anorganic technology, that organic technology has carbon in it. You know, it's a chemical definition, but and back to the phones, you know, we first came up with what most people will heard of, OLEDs or OLEDs, organic LEDs. So these are emitting lights, and these are right now in the phones of Samsung and the new iPhone 10. And that was a huge success, obviously, for the institute. And now we thought, okay, can we only emit light or can we also detect light? So that's how we came up with the technology. The researchers, the really smart people in the institute, thought about that and came up with the sensor. And here we are, yeah.
Wow. Do I understand correctly that 2 years down the road, I'll have my phone, I'll have this technology, and I'm just going to wave this over, let's say the burger I'm going to have for lunch, and it's going to tell me what's in this?
Pretty much. That's a simplified version, you know. You probably have to scan, well, not wave it over, but maybe scan different parts of it, or, you know, it's easier. Like a good use case or an easy use case for the sensor right now would be a soup, you know, because that's a homogeneous, more or less, thing. A sensor with the stacks and everything, that's probably more complicated. But you got the general idea right, yeah.
Congratulations to Robert Langer and to Sonorix on their first place Pitch Fest win. You can connect with them at sonorix.com. S-E-N-O-R-I-C-S, sonorix.com. And that concludes this innovation blend of some of the newest from CES 2018 in Las Vegas. This is Dot Cannon for Over Coffee.